As the government tries to play down a huge data hack involving defence projects, the ABC can reveal that the cyber criminals also collected data on the ageing Collins-class submarines and the Navy's largest warships. Defence Industry Minister Christopher Pyne says the breach is disappointing. Stephanie Boris reports.
The list of what hackers stole from an Adelaide-based defence contractor is longer than previously thought. Aside from taking details about Australia's next generation of fighter jets and surveillance planes, the ABC can now reveal what other data they obtained. Information about the Collins-class submarines and our largest warships, HMAS Canberra and HMAS Adelaide, were also successfully hacked. Defence Industry Minister Christopher Pyne is playing down the significance of the breach.
The information that's been stolen is commercial information. It's not classified information, so it's not military information. And fortunately, the processes that we have in place have found this breach working with the primes, and it's being attended to.
But one cyber intelligence official has a different view on the incident. Mitchell Clark works for the Australian Signals Directorate. He was involved in investigating how the information was stolen.
The compromise was extensive and extreme, and as we see, most of that data was defence-related.
Hackers had access to the defence contractor's database for 5 months before the Australian Signals Directorate stepped in last year. Those behind the attack took 30 gigabytes of data, which included a diagram of one of the Navy's new ships. Mitchell Clark says the contractor involved in the breach only had one IT person and didn't do enough to protect itself from hackers.
Turns out the actor didn't even have to exploit the vulnerability. This thing, this service, when it was set up with default creds, and they'll never change. Admin got you into the web admin portal, and you could hit that from the internet. Guest as well, obviously.
Defence Industry Minister Christopher Pyne says the incident is a wake-up call for businesses working in the defence sector.
They will not get work in defence industry if their cybersecurity is not up to standard. So actually, while it's disappointing, I'm grateful that it's not as serious as if there were military breaches, but also I'm pleased in a way that it reminds Australian business of the dangers that lurk out there.
Minister Pyne insists there are no national security implications as a result of the breach, and he did everything he could to try and move on from questions about the incident.
I'm not going to have a big argument about this, because today is actually a great day for Adelaide.
And that has opposition leader Bill Shorten fuming. He's accusing the government of not taking the breach seriously.
This government says, well, because the information wasn't too sensitive, it doesn't really matter. Well, maybe we just got lucky this time. I just don't want there to be a next time or a worse time. The government needs to smarten up its attitude.
Tom Uren is a cybersecurity expert currently working with the Australian Strategic Policy Institute. He says any type of breach isn't ideal, but says the compromised material was low level.
Anything involved in defence, you want to keep it as closely held as you can, but everything's relative. So there's some secrets that you really, really want to keep tightly held. And I guess just the recent news about the North Koreans stealing the South's plans, military plans, those are the kind of secrets that you want to wrap up so tightly that they never get out. But there's a lot of things in manufacturing where, just by the nature of what they're making, those parts get put on bombs or planes or ships, and they get sent out into the wide world. So it's impossible to say that, you know, the shape of those parts is a super secret.
It's not yet known who launched the attack. For now, the hacker has been given the name Alf after the iconic character from the TV show Home and Away. The ASD's Mitchell Clark says it was a sophisticated attack.
It's not just the old smash and grab that used to happen, you know, 5-6 years ago. It's much more methodical and slow and deliberate.
The government is not ruling out interference by a foreign state.
That report from our Canberra reporter Stephanie Boris.